Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
37 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the whole show. Glad you could be with us here today. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. They got the drive-through rocking and rolling. They're always supporting local breweries throughout the area and the state, too. They're bringing in some unique items, too. But that's On the Rocks Liquor off of 47th Avenue, or 34, Highway 34 and 47th Avenue, kind of near Buffalo Wild Wings there. Shout out to them. They've been with us since we started this show. 100 years ago, it feels like. Joining us now, Kelly Lyle on our First Advantage hotline. Kelly, I know people think I'm being a shock jock here, but I sure feel like it's a must-win tomorrow night for Colorado State.
You know, I think so, too. I just I don't see how this team, with what the rest of the schedule holds, can really, you know, necessarily bounce back if they lose to an FCS opponent in this opening game. It's a, you know, it's a good FCS opponent, too. I mean, South Dakota State is favored. And the odds makers, they make their money by picking winners. So, they're expecting the Rams to lose this game. But, boy, if they do, it's really hard to see how they're going to bounce back with Vanderbilt here the following week, an SEC team, and then road games at Toledo and Iowa. And then you open conference play, you know, with San Jose State, the defending conference champion. So I think it could be a very, very tough run for the Rams if they don't win this opening game. At the same time, you know, if they do win it, get a little confidence, then all of a sudden maybe that opening stretch doesn't look so bad. Maybe they can pick up another win somewhere along there and get to 2-2, or maybe even a couple wins, get to 3-1. Nobody's really expecting them to win at Iowa, so yeah, that would be quite the shock. Iowa's a very good team this year, but yeah, I think it's one of the more critical openers in maybe ever. Certainly in my time covering Colorado State, I don't know if there's been one that I would call this critical, because, you know, those Rocky Mountain showdowns, sure, you want to win them, and there's a lot of state pride on the line. But honestly, Colorado State teams that have lost those games have gone on to some great things during the course of the season. So losses there haven't hurt them. You know, maybe we're putting too much stock into this one. I don't know. But I personally think it would be a very, very difficult loss for this program to recover from if they drop that opening game. And it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a challenge. And, you know, we'll see if all these things that Steve Addazio has been talking about and telling us that the team's improved upon from last season, and some of these players that they say have the, you know, a lot more talent and have gotten a lot better. It's going to be interesting to see if they really have, because the Rams are going to need to be a lot better than they were last season if they want to win this game.
Yeah, and well, what's interesting too, Kelly, because I'm seeing so many different spreads in this one too, because I agree, yesterday I'm seeing all over the place that the South Dakota State's favored, and then ESPN came out with the Rams -3, DraftKings. I mean, we're all over. Nobody knows what to expect from this game.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess all the early lines I saw had South Dakota State favored by anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5 points. Some books won't even do spreads on an FBS versus an FCS. When they do, they're a little bit dicey. So, yeah, it is a little bit all over the place. So maybe I'm overstating the fact that South Dakota State is the favorite, but based on most of the lines I've seen, they have been. Nevertheless, and honestly, if you hear Steve Addazio talk about him, he's not necessarily balking at that idea. He says this is a very legit South Dakota State team that the Rams are going to face. It's going to be really interesting. I think it's tough to overcome a loss to an FCS team. We saw it happen when North Dakota State came in here in 2012 and beat the Rams at Hughes Stadium when Jim McElwain's first season. We saw it a couple years ago when Illinois State came in here and beat Mike Bobo's Rams. And that was, you know, kind of the beginning of the end for Mike Bobo in that program, I think. Things kind of spiraled downhill from that point on, really. I think that you've really got to be concerned about this. If they can't win this, what might happen? At the same time, like I said, you do win it, and then all of a sudden maybe you got a little confidence, and it helps you moving forward. And I feel like this team, this Rams team, is – their confidence is going to be a little fragile at the start, and they really need to, you know, it can go either way. It can get broken easily, or it can get built fairly easily. So I think that's why this opening game and really this first three-game stretch is so critical.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And you know, when you look at the rest of their home schedule too, Kelly, you lose this game, and okay, Vanderbilt, a bad SEC team, but still SEC team. You look down, you said it, San Jose State's coming to town, Boise State's coming to town, Air Force is coming to town, Nevada's coming to town. Suddenly winning at Canvas Stadium seems like it could be a big issue if you don't get some of that confidence and prove that you're a pretty decent team, because that home schedule is really tough.
Yeah, it is. It's probably the most, you know, as far as opponents, it might be the most difficult home schedule the Rams have faced in a long time, if ever. You know, certainly since Canvas Stadium opened, I would say this is the toughest home schedule they've had, because they don't get any of the Mountain West also ran coming here. They don't, you know, there are no sure wins. There's nothing you can pinpoint. I would say right now they are the underdog in every one of those games going in.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have to surprise some people, not just the odds makers, but a whole lot of other people too, and make some believers if they want to win some games. None of those are easy tasks. And honestly, on paper, this is probably the most winnable of those going into it.
So Kelly, when you look at CSU and from what you've heard, you know, like at the beginning of the training camp, I was optimistic. I'm looking at, oh, this defensive line and defense is going to be good. We're going to be moving around. Toddy Santeo is going to have a good year. And well, we got some backup though, at least in Valisi. Tell me this, you be my therapist today, Kelly. Why am I suddenly kind of shaky now? Suddenly I'm feeling a little concerned about this team.
Because you saw them play four games last year,
and
you saw a lot of serious concerns. You also saw them finish out the Mike Bobo era without a lot of things, real strong positives. So you know, it tends to make you very nervous, and that's what happens to the team too. That's why I think that confidence factor is so big. They start thinking about what can go wrong instead of what is going to go right, and you start flashing those things through the heads of players when they're on the field, and you can't have that and be successful. They have to believe that they're going to win. They have to believe that they're going to be the better team to actually make the plays to pull it off. So yeah, it's tough, and it's tougher when you're in a program like Colorado State that's really hasn't had a lot of success in the past decade.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's a lot of ways you can go with this one for sure, and it's going to be nervous time for Rams fans certainly. Kelly, what do you think, man? Do you think the Rams pull this thing off tomorrow night?
You know, deep down, I think they do. I think it's going to be a total nail biter. I think it's going to come down to a key play here or there in the third or fourth quarter. I think it's going to look at times like they are going to go down and lose to an FCS opponent. And I'm not, honestly, I can't put my finger on why I think they're going to win it, but there's just something there that I feel like, there's a certain amount of, I think that Steve Addazio may have built a little bit more fortitude into this team than we're expecting, and they might find a way to just dig down and win kind of this us against the world, overcoming the investigations last year and, you know, the 1-3 season and everybody expecting the worst. And there's a part of me that thinks he's just going to, you know, to prove us all wrong, they're going to go out and find a way to win this opening game and maybe, you know, maybe have a decent season. I don't think they're going to win a conference championship or anything like that, but I think maybe they do find a way to get 4, 5, 6 wins out of it. And this would be one of those.
Boy, and I mean, if you can find a way to get close to a bowl game or actually get to a bowl game, got to think Rams fans would be plumb happy with that, given what we've witnessed the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, I think so. I think they'd be thrilled. I mean, at this point, I think a 5-win season people would be excited about, because at least you'd be talking bowl game late in the year. They'd still be playing for the right to qualify for one down the stretch, whether they got it or not. So that would be a huge, huge you know, huge improvement. I don't think anybody's going to be really excited about a four-win season, but, you know, that might be what happens too. But after last year, and that's not even horrible, because you've got to realize this program is pretty far down and has a long way to go to get back to where it was when they won 10 games under Jim McElwain in 2014.
Tonight's going to be an interesting Mountain West, well, at least for one, for Boise State going up against UCF. I'm very intrigued by this, but the new era for Boise State with a new head coach, and, you know, I'm excited. This is a big game. This is a marquee matchup. I'm pumped for it.
I'm very curious to see how this one plays out, too. I think it's a great, great opening game to get a real test on two of the what have been in the last many years two of the best group of five programs in the country and see what they can go do against each other. It'd be really nice, you know. Then honestly, if you're a fan of a group of five school as Colorado State is, then you want to see both the winner and loser go out and just like knock off every Power Five team they play the rest of the season. But we'll see what happens. I think that Boise State, I'm very, very curious to see what they're going to be like under Andy Avalos. Clearly he hasn't, you know, he knows the program. He's been with them before, and they have some talent. So it'll be fun to see what they have to unveil.
Yeah, Kelly, appreciate you, man. What are you working on that we can check out in the Colorado in the next couple of days? Get a game preview and all that throughout the weekend too, as far as a recap.
Yeah, we'll have different things throughout the weekend. Kevin Lytle's doing a lot of that too, and I know you'll have him and Chris, my cohorts, on the air tomorrow on the new Ram preview show. I just working a story that'll post shortly here on actually on the UNC Bears and Ed McCaffrey finally making his coaching debut. Long-awaited coaching debut when the Bears play Friday at Boulder. I'm really, really, really disappointed that those two teams are at the same time.
Oh, goodness, right?
I was really, really wanting to watch that one, so I guess I'll be setting the DVR to the game in Boulder to see how that one plays out and hopefully find some time over the weekend to check it out. And but, yeah, doing that, and that's kind of the main thing, and then I'll be just a little bit about just what it's like to have football back on campus again after a year without it tomorrow at Colorado State. Tailgates and fans, and are there going to be lines at the concession stands? What are people thinking? So I'm really curious what the game day atmosphere is going to be like tomorrow, because I could see it going a lot of different ways.
Yeah, well, I'm heading down to Boulder tomorrow night, Kelly, so I won't see you tomorrow night, but I'm with you. I'm doing the DVR thing, so don't text me any updates in your downtime, because I'm going to try to keep that a surprise. Appreciate you as always, my friend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
All right, man. Yes, Rams Weekly, presented by us, KFKA, and the Fort Collins, Colorado, is today, right? At 5 o'clock. So that will air myself, Christopher Abshire, Kevin Lytle, who we've talked to several times. Great guys. We're going to be putting this show together. And that's going to be, I'll tell you what, if you want a sniper rifle approach to all things Colorado State, that's going to be it. We're going to go a full-on hour. You know, tonight's going to be kind of a preview of the season, but certainly look at South Dakota State. Throughout the season, though, we're going to get the voice of other teams on, writers from other teams, get players on, get coaches on. It's going to be a blast. And that is today at 5 o'clock, right after the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. So we're looking forward to that. The lineup continues to stay local, stay fun. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1, 1310 KFKA. When we come back, well, we'll set the table for a huge second hour. Thursday Night Special will return tonight, today, Colfax. It returns today. So a lot of excitement there. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We'll be right back.
Catch the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.